This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For another hour of conversation, welcome in to the DJV program. You can like us on facebook.com/DJV show. I'm going to put up there, I'm not going to, but Jay will, even though she's not here today. At some point in time, I did an interview on Friday on the American Family Farmer. Well, it was about that. It was on a television program hosted by Holland Cook, who's a fellow that's been friends. He's pretty expressive, been around here and there. Anyway, the point of the conversation on the air, which we'll post it very... I just thought we were talking earlier about all of the various things, the various platforms and who controls them. And I was thinking about the television. I have Doug TV on YouTube, and we don't use it very much. So I thought we'll post this thing there as well as putting it on our Facebook page, the regular one, and put it on our website. But it's me overviewing the situation with food at the moment. My favorite is not because I like to eat, but I do enjoy eating, but it's because of my interest in it as a farmer and understanding how much more of a message you can create here by using words that get people's attention. Ladies, like anti-monopoly. Do you know that you've heard that word probably before, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a long game. I don't usually play.
Yeah. Right. It's only for Friday night and Saturday night, maybe. So the idea here is to understand how deeply the food system is being affected by not only the rest of the economy, but by the influences from outside of our country. It used to be that people were pleased to do business with us, and they would try to buy... as much the commodity markets in Chicago had lots of foreign bidders because they wanted to have our food. And now that has changed somewhat because our food economy is so driven by big ag and big business that the rest of the world, especially the Western world, is thinking about what the food is. They're not so much thinking about we need to have food. They want to know how good the food is. And our food isn't that good, frankly. We've learned how to produce lots and lots and lots of it, but what we're producing is crap. And the rest of the world is reacting to that. And so a lot of I focus on the farm families. I do the American Family Farmer Show every week on a lot of these same stations. You can find it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And Victoria knows because she helped me put it together, the essence of where the small farmer is and where we're going with that. And that's why I talk about democratizing the food system, because we want to be able to give everybody the same opportunities to get good food, which you do not have now. You have the fact that the farmers on their own farms and at farmers' markets can charge what they need to in order to survive, in order to keep growing food. Excuse me. By the way, fewer than 23% of any family farmers in the country make any money at all. Isn't that astounding? Yes. Wow. When you think about how important it is for us to have good, healthy food for our well-being, to maintain our leadership in the world on any stage, and that only 23% of farmers who are responsible for growing this stuff are making any money at all, It's discouraging, it's disgusting, it's demoralizing, it's the complete and total responsibility of our government letting these big, huge agribusinesses control the source of food, seed, how the stuff is grown. They're controlling, these four or five companies are pretty much controlling everything except what the smaller farmers can eke out. Right now here locally, we have strawberry season going on, and the strawberries this year, because we had a lot of rain, are fabulous. So people are going, my friend up the street, I don't do produce, so he does. I do dairy, he does produce. So on his farm, he's got about an acre of strawberries, and the place like an anthill over the weekend. People coming in and picking the strawberries. Can you imagine how yummy fresh strawberries would be on a bowl of vanilla ice cream? I want you to think about that, even though it's for a lot of you breakfast time. Think about that, how wonderful it is, and how these opportunities are dwindling because there are fewer and fewer people that can make it work. The reason they can make it work, and they just barely do, is because it's a family farm and it's been handed down for generations and generations, so there's no mortgage. Now, they own the land. If there was a mortgage on it, the value of land here in my neck of the woods, imagine having a farm on property that has land that's worth the developable acres of $400,000 a piece. So how do you run a farm? That's why they're all being sold for development, because between that and the government changing the rules, the laws on taxation, what happens to farmers? They have lots of land. They're land rich and cash poor. So when the father dies or the grandfather dies and they want to pass the farm on to the next person, before you're done, under the current proposal, you'd have to have, if you have $1 million worth of land, the taxation proposal will mean that you'll have to pay $420,000 in taxes before you can own that land free and clear. Well, what farmer has $420,000? I dare say most farmers don't have $42,000 in the bank. Never mind $420,000 or
family. Well, I think that's why this has been bantered around,
right,
and is going to get changed.
Because
that's
changed.
Exactly the explanation that everybody
would
say.
Yeah. Yep, right. So I'm glad that I'm able to explain it. Anyway, so my point in starting the conversation here was that the corporate consolidation that was pushed off by many farmers, they don't want to be part of this. There is a lot of land that's being sold. Again, back to the same situation that we're talking about. Last week it was the meat packers, right? Wasn't it? Was that last week, Victoria? I think it was. Wasn't it
the
when
hack,
all of the
ransomware?
The hack and the...
Yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right. So that showed you didn't know before, there was a Brazilian company that controlled about 20-25% of the meat supply in the whole world. You thought it was Americans, right? No, it's not. We don't even know here, and that's thanks to an initiative that was put forth, Jennifer, in California. How many years ago was that? 5, 6, 7? I can't even remember. When the food labeling thing was put forth in California.
And everybody was for it.
Except for the Monsanto people.
It got killed.
And it got killed.
Yeah. No one voted against it that I know of.
Right.
And that's when I think everybody goes, gosh, can people really buy votes? Because in my own unscientific survey, Democrat, Republican, friends, everybody was voting for this. And
that was
nowhere.
A big push from Obama. Yeah, that was a huge disappointment for his legacy that did not get passed.
So the goal of the anti-monopoly policy in agriculture in our country isn't to simply just enrich farmers because they're never going to get rich, but at least have them, have them sustain so that they can keep growing food that you want and it's good for you, leaving the arrangements intact so families can keep their farms going, restricting corporate control of this. This is really what it is. It's the supply chain that's being strangled by the monopolists, and the distribution, therefore, is not, you don't get as much distribution of the good stuff. As some people refer to it as the chickenization of the economy, because we're down to about 3 people growing most of the chicken in this country. Do you know that? And one of them's almost about ready to be controlled by the Chinese government. You know, we have Chick-fil-A and all these other places. Where do you think they get their chicken from? They buy the cheapest chicken they can. And they're buying it from the huge producers. They make deals. Chick-fil-A uses how many broilers a year? Probably 10 million, maybe more than that. So they make a deal with a producer to grow what they need according to their specifications. It's like ordering a car. It's the same thing. And so we want the chicken to be like this, 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 and this, and you create it. So then they are able to fuss with the genetics of the chicken, and they can feed it certain ways, and they process it certain ways, and bingo bango. So anyway, I'm off on a toot here a little bit. But fair competition, fair practice doesn't exist much anymore in farming. Doesn't exist much in many different categories in our country, but less and less. The poultry processors are, you know, they're farmers against the big business people. So you say, well, why do farmers do it? Well, because in some circumstances, in some parts of the country, they can't do anything else with those big buildings, and that's what they, you know, have gotten into. So it's so frustrating to see it happening because it's not fair competition. The rules of fair competition are long gone. And you can say, Doug, why don't you wake up to the reality of the world? Life's not fair. Well, okay, that may all be well and good, but once again, you're the people who are suffering because the food on the open marketplace is not what it was when you were a kid. It isn't. It just isn't. Unless you go to the farms that have been able to procure seeds from smaller companies, and they are growing things that are organically sound. And that's the system that the American food system used to be built on. And I know a lot of times you hear people say, well, I don't have farm workers. And that is a problem. It is. There's no question about it, this year especially. But the direct or indirect income supports they get from the government, you know, that's been rendered pretty useless by the obvious after the pandemic where all the money went. I mean, it's just like there was a concerted effort to screw it all up. And that's kind of what it looks like, doesn't it? Doesn't it look like there's some outside influence that's trying to screw up our food supply so that we all become fat and sick and then we can use drugs to get ourselves better, supposedly? Doesn't that seem like it's an outside influence from someplace else? Why would Americans want to do that to other Americans? I ask that in sort of the food for thought department at 18 after the hour. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly. Yep, think O'Reilly. They're close, they're convenient, they're known for guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service, professional parts people, you can trust them. Stop by and see your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today, or you can visit them online at O'ReillyAuto.com. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, or a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. And now, during the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, all Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Get your best sleep, all night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
A reminder about our American Family Farm show, if you will, at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, the weekly debate and discussions that we have in podcast form. Check them out. The most recent one, we were talking about government agencies complaining to Canada about the treatment of American dairy producers. Dairy farmers are getting it not only here, but from the Canadians as well. Check it out on the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Funny 3 half the hour now on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Stephan Jay is off today because of the reaction her body is having to all the allergic stuff that's floating around that all of us are feeling, hits some harder than others. Meanwhile, trending information is still there at our social media stanchions, Twitter and Instagram, Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. So the question of the hour, the question of the day, the question of the moment, did Donald Trump wear his pants backwards?
Answer is no, according to... I think it's funny that Snopes has to get involved, and Snopes says, it is a lie. President Trump did not wear his pants backwards. It was a Photoshop.
So how did this even all
circulating.
Start? How did it start?
Because somebody took a picture, Photoshopped it so it looked like he had no fly or no button in his pants, and it looked like he was wearing them backwards. And so people then, of course, have to, you know, make
all
the...
All I was focused on was all the wrinkles and the ill fit, because I know he never... You know, he wasn't exactly known as a fashion plate, but, you know, he's clearly gained weight like we all have during the pandemic. But he needs to just get pants that fit him. Like, where's Melania? Like, he needs pants that fit him.
I don't think Melania gives a damn what he looks like, frankly.
Well, someone should get him some new pants.
He doesn't listen to anybody anymore. His kids bailed on him because they were trying to help him, and they didn't listen to him.
His kids didn't bail on him. Are you nuts? What are you talking about?
Jared and Ivanka just bought a $30 million plot of land
Florida
down there,
now.
Yeah.
No, I understand that, but when Ivanka early on was having influence on him, that seemed to wane.
No way. Are you kidding? She and Jared were like his top advisors during his whole administration. And people use that as criticism because they didn't like that he was surrounding himself with his kids.
Well, I'm happy to have him. I just
neither of them are experts.
Hold on
anything,
a second.
So
I didn't realize. I didn't
that
see
was my
this.
Criticism.
Clarence Williams died from the
what?
Mod Squad. That's trending. What?
Yeah.
Huh?
Your mind is like
a nap. What is going on today? Huh?
I'm looking.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Clarence Williams III, who was Link on the Mod Squad. One of the most iconic shows of the 70s, has passed away, and he was only 81. If you saw a picture of him, you'd know him in a second. So apparently he had colon cancer, but that's something that's trending. All right, Father's Day giveaway. We got the winner You like the Father's Day? You told me I called her two different names last hour.
Tisha.
Right. Okay. Congratulations, yes. Tisha. Former Disney
we'll send
Channel.
Refunds for this last 4 minutes. Just submit your address to info@DJVshow. We'll send you a refund check.
I don't think it was that bad. All right. So what's the story? See, some of this stuff I can relate to. Like when I saw Clarence.
Oh, clearly. He derailed everything. Yes.
All right. So then let's turn it back to you and you can talk about Kirsten Storms.
Kirsten Storms, yeah, she's been on. If you're a General Hospital fan, I've been watching General Hospital forever. She plays Maxie Jones, and so she had emergency brain surgery, and no one knew about it. She didn't go public with it until she was literally on her way home from the hospital, and she had a cyst apparently in her brain. It was not cancer, it's not malignant, but the cyst had burst into, I guess, Oof. Two other cysts. Ooh. So she had to go in and have emergency surgery. Yeah, it was pretty serious, but she's doing okay now, and she's in a neck brace, like in one of those like halo type things. It's so she will not be on General Hospital for a while.
That's got to be scary as hell.
Yeah.
Imagine. Anybody in your family been told they had cancer?
My uncle.
And what was his, when they told him that, what was his reaction? How did you know what was in, what could be in your mind?
He was gone 3 months later, so
tough. 17 years she battled it before she died.
Oof. Yeah. Tough stuff. All right, food for thought.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris arrived in Guatemala Sunday after a technical issue forced her plane to return to Maryland 30 minutes into her first attempt. Harris is touring Guatemala and Mexico as part of the Biden administration's efforts to address the surge of migration. Two suspects were arrested Sunday in connection with the road rage shooting death of a 6-year-old boy being driven to school by his mother last month. The suspects were identified as 24-year-old Erez Marcus Anthony and 23-year-old Lee Nguyen. The two were arrested at their home in Costa Mesa, California, The Food and Drug Administration is on the verge of announcing a decision, the fate of an Alzheimer's drug that could be the first treatment approved after nearly two decades of failed efforts. On Monday, the agency will rule on the drug aducanumab, which aims to slow the progression of memory and thinking problems early in the disease. If approved, it would be the first new Alzheimer's medication since 2003. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The surge of illegal immigration on the U.S.-Mexico border is having a negative impact on ranchers in the area. New Mexico rancher Russell Johnson on Fox News says the Biden administration and their policies is the root cause of his problems.
So we're located about 50 miles south of Deming, New Mexico, right on the international border. Our ranch runs for about 8 miles along the U.S.-Mexico border. And ever since President Biden took office, we're seeing a dramatic increase in illegal foot traffic, and it's very negatively impacting our ranching operation.
Mr. Johnson says the masses coming across the border is forcing his cattle out of the area where they feed.
You get the common problems that everybody sees along the border with the trash being left behind, the backpacks, the clothing, all the stuff that's in the backpacks gets scattered across the rangeland, and that's horrible for cattle they encounter, especially if they attempt to consume it. But what we're seeing right now is because we're in a D4 drought classification, our cattle are struggling to get enough feed to maintain their body condition. So we're having to feed them, but we still have pretty good usable feed in areas along the border. And because we're having such an increase in foot traffic, it's keeping our cattle driven out of these areas. And we've had to try to push them back into these areas, and they keep getting pushed out by the amount of traffic that's coming through, particularly in the three-quarter mile gap that's been left funneling all this traffic into our area.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's now 34 after the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan Jay is out today. So I'm going to add a postscript to what I just was talking about. If you're just joining us last half hour, you can listen to it, either bits and pieces of it in the podcast or the program runs all day, every day in its entirety at djvshow.com. The question came about after I was talking about the plight of the farm. I'm talking about that all the time in our food supply because I want you to be aware of it. It's the most important thing in life, what you do with your body, what you feed it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what's the solution is the question. Somebody said, okay, you went through all of this for 10 minutes. What's the solution to the problem? The solution to the problem is to buy local, is to go to the farms, find them almost every place in the country you can go a little ways and access fresh food.
Well, there are farmer markets everywhere.
Farmer markets in cities, in suburbia, yeah, all over the place. And you can find it. If you can't get to the farm, you can Yeah, because the farmers are fewer and farther apart, but you can go to the farmers markets and buy stuff that's good for you and good for your family.
I agree with all of that. The only thing I would say, playing devil's advocate, is that if you are on a budget, it's difficult. I mean, there's a farmer's market that I go to, and you're paying $10 for a few baskets of berries when you can go to the store and pay $1.99.
But what you're getting at the store
part of the problem.
If you're worried about not being able to put food on the table, are you going to spend $10 on one basket of berries, or are you going to get one basket of berries for $2? And that's the problem that people are having, is that it's so much cheaper to buy it from a store.
Do you think people realize what it's doing to their bodies or not?
I think feeding their families is the number one priority. We know in the last year.
I get that, Doug. I know, but this is a luxury.
I think if you're blessed,
argument.
I think if you are a blessed person,
yes,
then you can take the time to research where your food is coming from and all of that. But I think there are a lot of people who, especially right now, are just trying to make ends meet. And that's why people shop at the places that they do, because they're just trying to get the most bang for their buck.
Right.
Well, I would suggest that people who are in that group who buy a six-pack of beer or more, or who will go out and buy smokes or other things that are discretionary, what you do with your...
I don't think that's a fair argument. I think there should be more... I think maybe the better argument coming from your perspective is to say, you know what, there's a lot of cast-off stuff that is not sold because it doesn't look great.
Yep.
The ugly stuff, that's the kind of stuff that should be made more readily available for people who
A friend of mine, you'll love this. Okay, you'll love this.
Don't have the money to spend.
A friend of mine started the Ugly Farm.
Yeah, it's great.
On his Ugly Farm, he sells ugly food. Value
is
great.
My sister-in-law is a member of some subscription service that's all like castaways of organic fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, right.
He gets a delivery every week.
Yeah. Yep, right, exactly. Okay, let's go back to China. And the latest here, Victoria has yet another wrinkle about what is coming, what we're learning more and more about. And this time it didn't come from a source that people don't know, like Jennifer's source, accurate and on it. But apparently the Wall Street Journal is picking up on this, Victoria, as well.
Yeah, this is an article from Sunday. It's an opinion piece from Wall Street Journal. We just posted it to our Facebook page, the DJV Show. It's facebook.com/DJV Show. So you can actually read this article for yourself. Essentially, this is the best scientific breakdown of what the lab was already doing. We know from U.S. intelligence reports that Wuhan lab has collaborated on projects with the Chinese military. We know that. We know that mysterious illnesses were happening in late 2019. That is all stuff that we know, but we can't prove any of that. So what these two scientists have said in this opinion piece, they said the most compelling reason to believe the lab leak hypothesis is firmly based right in the science of the genetic makeup of COVID-19. It's far different from SARS
Listen
and MERS.
This is care. All right, and this is to be underscored. So this is the most important part. Listen carefully to what Victoria is about to tell you.
Well, there's a lot here that's really important, but I will say
this. Talking about where you are right now, and yeah, it's all important, but what you have is an explanation as to why it was done the way it was done by them. That's, I think, good.
Essentially, what these two scientists have broken down is that, and this is the most alarming part. In February of 2020, the woman who's the head of the Wuhan lab, they released a partial genetic makeup of COVID-19. And so, but what they left out and they didn't highlight was one genetic sequence. They call it the double CGG sequence. They didn't mention it in their summary, but it's all the way buried in the actual sequencing data. So if you've ever seen, you know, any of those, like, Finding Your Roots on PBS with Dr. Henry Louis Gates, and then they show all the genetic sequences of your ancestry, it's exactly like that. And this one specific sequence that is not found in nature in coronaviruses is in COVID-19. It's the one thing that makes it so lethal. And so this whole explanation is really comprehensive, and it's very readable, and I appreciate that. They didn't get too deep into scientific jargon, but I don't know how anyone could read this and then not completely believe that this And we don't know if it was intentional or not. I know that's what a lot of us believe, that it intentionally was leaked from the lab. Where, like Jen said, it escaped from the lab, and then they didn't do anything to, you know, to stop it once it was out. Those are two viable options. We don't know, and I don't know that we ever will. But the thing about this sequence is that any time when we hear gain-of-function research, what does that actually mean? That means you take... This is a genetic thing. You take a molecule and then you splice other things into it, and the end result, they said they've been doing this since 1992, on at least 11 separate experiments, adding a special sequence into the same spot where it's added into COVID-19. The end result every time was a supercharged virus. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, this is the most compelling information that we've seen, you know, from a major news outlet. I'm sure a lot of people will be picking this up and talking about it more too. But the fact that in February of 2020, I don't understand. I guess these two say, you know, maybe the no one wanted to read through the whole paper, but they released the whole paper, and there's the genetic sequence that they just left out of the summary, but it's there. So I don't know why no one picked up on it, because it was right there.
Well, and also, how in the world is Fauci still standing with the job? I mean, of anybody that is qualified to...
How did he not at least have, right,
to understand
reading through all of this? You know, that's, yeah. I don't know.
And people say he's protected, so if he chose not to report this, then I don't know how many people would have challenged him.
All right, here's somebody who apparently is not protected, or maybe he is. The FBI investigating the Postmaster General, Mr. DeJoy, in connection with campaign fundraising. Well, is this the unions, though, that don't like him because he's cut things back? Are they digging
around and throwing stuff against the wall? He's got employee lawsuits against him because his employees are accusing him of forcing them to, with their own money, make campaign donations to
post office
Republicans.
Or employees at his former company.
I think it's at the former company. I don't think it's with the post office.
No.
And so that he basically, the accusation, he forced them to make donations, and then he gave them their money back in the form of a bonus. So, I mean, that's... Yeah.
It's a little illegal. See what happens to
it's
that,
very illegal if that's... Yeah.
This is part of the pushback, though, that the unions are getting. There's a huge union in California that's saying we're no longer going to do... we're not going to do political contributions anymore. And it cuts the union fees. This particular union, two-thirds gets cut down, which tells you that the unions are taking a lot of people's money, putting it to whatever political things they see are important.
Yep.
And it's their work. Working guy that gets it in the shorts.
Yep. So anyway, there are a couple of lawmakers who sent a letter to the FBI asking agents to investigate whether he committed any crimes or not. It's a fine line for sure, I think. No matter how you slice it, it's a fine line. It's 43 after the hour. The jobs report coming up in a moment here. And who's got a new baby after this?
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, we have goat yoga lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, Vegan, can you go...
At Finley Fitness, personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Awesome. Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late. Hey, Dylan, can you...
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
All right, so here we have some good news. The May jobs report, it isn't all gloom and doom, folks. The job report shows improvement. Total number of jobs rose by 559,000 last month. That was faster, twice as many jobs, actually, as April, right? Unemployment rate fell to 5.8%. Given the fact that we have had unemployment numbers less than 4% the last 4 or 5 years, which means, actually, those are all, like every other government number, it's really not the right number. These numbers represent those people who are collecting unemployment insurance. It does not represent those who are looking for a job that are off of unemployment. So it's normally about twice as many. So normally about 8%, 7 to 8% of the country just isn't working. And then you wonder how you sustain. Well, there's a lot of stuff that happens under the table. We all know that. Hourly earnings are up by 2%. I thought they'd be up higher than that. Wouldn't you have thought that? Because most everybody's now having to pay $14-15 an hour. You see the help wanted signs. One of the things we've been talking about, food off and on, and what the problem is, biggest problem is, one of the reasons at the grocery store that food's so expensive is because the truckers are charging twice as much now as they were a year ago at this time. They were happy to be able to have whatever work they...
And also fuel is so expensive.
Fuel's very expensive. Yep. All those things together make it very difficult, to get everything. But it's interesting to see these numbers anyway. There was a concert over the weekend that was put together. Dolly Parton actually did the intro to it, welcoming viewers and listeners to the second annual Can't Cancel Pride. It was a virtual relief benefit for the LGBTQ community. She really is highly thought of by them because she's always been very inclusive. Mm-hmm. And I know that that's kind of a buzzword. But for those who think, you know, here's this lady from the mountains of Tennessee, and of course nobody from Tennessee would be progressive, you know how those kinds of thinkers, you know, I'm guilty of it myself once in a while when I talk about some of the political realities of where some of these characters come from that seem to be so off of the grid. But this was a candlelight sort of moment, if you will. A lot of people heard it. I don't know who Yola is, so you ladies have to tell me.
Yeah, Yola she's a British, she's got an amazing voice. She's like kind of toes the line between country and
is
not
she, what's
pop.
Her, is she gay or why was she a part of this?
Dolly Parton's straight. You don't have to be gay to be an ally and to be supportive, so.
And I don't know what people Yola's just perform to fundraise,
Yeah, okay. Fundraising for what, Jennifer? Where'd the money go to? When you do something like this, what's the money going to? People donate? Do they really know what they're donating?
I don't know. I don't know exactly what it goes to, but it's it was usually by iHeartRadio and Elvis Duran and Bebe Rexha. They did a big like talent show breakdown, I guess.
Brandi Carlile was there. I'd like to have seen her. I kind of like her. Elton John performed. Yeah, that would be Jennifer Hudson. Those are names. I even recognize Lil Nas X. Didn't we talk about him? Okay,
yes, he was on SNL when he slid his pants.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Ricky
I guess
Martin.
It funds GLAAD, it funds SAGE, National Black Justice Coalition, the Trevor Project, Centrelink, and Outright Action International.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is it, when you fund that, what does that mean, helping take care
of
people?
Well, they raise money, and then they dole out the funds to those organizations.
Huh. Okay. 10 before the hour.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Now, into the history books with Tommy the K. Tom Kreidler is here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. He and Leslie Segretti host that program every weekend. They have all kinds of podcast episodes and things that they do in their research in the newsletter you'll find very helpful. And then our listeners send in questions every week to Tom. We get to one or two of them depending on how much time we have. So let's get started with Jan's question. She wants to know how to tell the age of a home. That's an interesting question, actually.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of ways to do it.
Can you cut it down like a tree and look at how many...
look at the rings? Yeah. You know, it's funny, Doug. In a way, you're kind of doing that. You're kind of looking at the insides. But,
yeah,
you know, I can give you a couple of tricks of the trade that I used to use in the years I was a home inspector. For example, if you take the toilet tank lid and turn it upside down or look right inside the tank, the date that the toilets are manufactured is almost always stamped inside of the lid or inside, or molded, I should say, inside the lid or inside the tank. And if you have a really old sink, it's going to be cast. Like, say you have a cast iron sink mm-hmm. somewhere in the house, like a slop sink, maybe. You look on the underside of that, it'll be cast right in there. Now, why would you do that? Because, well, you know, the manufacturers don't make this stuff and let it sit around for years. They make it. They drop it into the supply chain. It gets installed in the house. So you can assume that the house was probably within a year or two, whenever you see that date. Mm-hmm. You know, another thing to look for are stickers on inspection panels. I'd often find the original sticker of an inspection on an electrical panel that was maybe 50, 60, 70 years old. You can tell it, you know, that way. And you can tell a lot by the materials. You know, if you have the original wiring in the house or see evidence of it, the knob and tube wiring where you have the ceramic insulators that go through the the beams and the tubes that are attached to them, you know, that's like a 1930s-ish house.
Yeah.
So based on the materials in the house, you can get a sense to how old it is.
I have an older home, about 100 years old now, and I love the bathrooms haven't been redone, I think, since the 40s. They were redone once, and that was it. And they got the old, as you said, the cast iron and the porcelain sinks and bathroom. And that's very cool. I wouldn't redo the bathroom, Frank. I like the old bathrooms much better than the newer ones.
I bet you if you look in the underside of those, you're going to see dates.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'll take a look. All right, meanwhile, speaking of looking, how are your floors? The new podcast episode at moneypit.com/podcast, number 2106, is it's an overview of floors. How do you make a room look bigger? That's an interesting question, actually.
Yeah, you know, if you have small space in your home, right, people tend to want to put smaller floor patterns in that, but it turns out that if you do larger floor patterns, this could be larger tiles or it could be wider boards. There's a lot of trending today in wider hardwood planks or wider luxury vinyl planks. The wide planks and the bigger tiles, the bigger patterns in small rooms actually make the rooms look bigger, not smaller. So we take a look at some of those materials, including DIY products that you can install yourself, like some of those new flooring products that are just locked together. They're super simple, and they float on top of the old floors.
Mm-hmm. All right. The newsletter, again, another helpful way for you to take care of your property, your home. If you have snakes, what do you do with the snakes? Most snakes, remember the old song, I don't like spiders and snakes, and I don't care what it takes. Remember that song?
I don't, but okay. I'll take your word for that, my friend. Yeah, you know, snakes do come out in the summertime, and we did a review of the 10 most common types of snakes that you're going to find, the garter snakes and the water snakes. And the gopher snakes. It's funny. I was talking to I heard from a friend of mine yesterday who saw this come out in my newsletter, and she has 6 dogs.
Ooh.
And she is the sweetest, loveliest person you'll ever meet. But she had found it was a big old snake that came into her backyard, and she went into mama bear. And she yelled at the dogs to get inside and grabbed a shovel, and that snake left in pieces.
Really? That
which I thought was so ironic, is the fact that this is the last person in the world you'd ever expect that to happen.
You see the video of the mother who chased the bear, the dogs, and the mother chased the bear, was trying to get into her.
Oh, yeah, she pushed the bear off the wall.
Pushed the bear off the wall. There you go. All right, one more quick question from listener Anna. Has a good seating area, but not so happy with the cushions. So what does she do about cushions on outside chairs?
Yeah, she wants to make her own outside cushions, and you have to look for weather-resistant fabric. Sunbrella is a good fabric for that, but here's a key. When you buy the cushions, there are indoor cushions and there are outdoor cushions, and it has to do with the way the foam is made. The foam that's rated for outdoors drains better. Have you ever left a cushion out in the rain?
Right.
Big socky wet pillows left. Mm-hmm. Well, if you use the right foam, it will drain. It will drain nicely, and you can use it again.
Lots of tips at moneypit.com. Tom Kreidler.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.